This Meet the Candidate program is paid for by the candidate. The questions and answers are written by the candidate so you, the public, get to know them and are able to make an educated decision when voting. We have in our studios today Tom DePell, a candidate for Minnesota Senate. Tom, welcome and thank you for stopping in at KDWA.
Yeah, my pleasure.
This is a program that we call Get to Meet the Candidate. And Tom, how does your background influence your service at the Capitol? How will that, you know, influence it?
Well, I've owned and operated my business in Newport for about 14 years. We recently bought the historic bank building off of 61 and 494, and we employ 20 people there. When I'm not at work or at church, I help my wife, Carrie, homeschool our wonderful 6 children. My real-world experience in homeschooling my children and operating my business is definitely an asset for when I serve in St. Paul. Education and taxation are both issues on the top of voters' minds this year, and I have an extensive experience in dealing with both of these items.
What kind of business is it, Tom?
So my business is in dental manufacturing. And fundamentally, what I do in my position now, apart from managing the business, is what is called guided surgery planning. So I consult with surgeons for dental implant placement. We 3D print surgical guides and give them protocols to follow for drilling.
Okay. Why should Republicans vote for you in the August 9th primary?
Well, hundreds of Republican delegates voted to endorse my campaign over my primary opponents in March. I've also earned the endorsements of conservative legislators like Representative Steve Drazkowski, Jeremy Munson, and Cal Barr. And if voters are looking for the candidate with conservative credentials, I'm definitely their best option.
Okay. You're listening to Meet the Candidate on KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7. And we have in studio today Tom DePell, candidate for Minnesota Senate. Tom, where do you and your opponent differ on the issues?
Well, Tony Jurgens is absolutely a nice guy, but there are definitely a few actions he has taken at the Capitol that are unforgivable for Republicans in our district. First and foremost, his vote for H.R. 1 in 2020, which declared racism a public health emergency. I encourage you to look at the legislation because the language is copied and pasted straight from the historically inaccurate 1619 project. And not only that, but fundamentally, it's critical race theory. And unfortunately, Tony Jurgens voted for it.
Okay. And how can legislators in Minnesota fight rising inflation? And of course, that's a big problem that we're seeing nationwide.
I just want to mention really quick as well, back to the critical race theory issue, I would never vote for that type of legislation as a senator. Instead, I'll be fighting against inflation, now to control spending, and multi-subject omnibus bills. In 2020, it's an anti-establishment year, and the message of shaking up the status quo is really resonating with primary voters. Now, in terms of what legislators can do to fight inflation, as a legislator at the state level, there are limited but important things that we can do to address rising prices and supply chain shortfalls. The first of which is suspend Minnesota's gas tax until gas prices level off. Then we can vote to return the $9.25 billion budget surplus to Minnesotans who paid into this in the first place. These are band-aid measures that will provide temporary relief while we address the broader issues at hand.
Okay. Once again, you're listening to KDWA's Meet the Candidate. In our studios today, Tom DePell, candidate for Minnesota Senate. What can legislatures do to address rising crime in the Twin Cities, Tom?
Well, earlier this year, I had the privilege to participate in a ride-along with a local police department, and they emphasized that many police departments are not equipped with the tools, the training, and or the force to stop criminals. And if these police officers do manage catch the criminals, after speaking with the sheriff in Washington County, he told me that there are about 1,500 backlog court cases right now that need to be prosecuted and adjudicated. We need to ensure that this part of the criminal justice system is fully funded so these criminals can be brought to justice.
Go ahead.
Additionally, we need to make sure that both judges and prosecutors are doing their jobs. If they want to do their jobs in a partisan manner, then we should look at including party affiliation on the ballot for electing these offices.
You're listening to KDWA's Meet the Candidate. In our studio today is Tom DePell, candidate for the Minnesota Senate. And again, Tom, thank you for joining us today. Tom, in your campaign, who is supporting you?
Well, besides the dozens of dedicated campaign volunteers I have, I'm endorsed by the Republican Party of Minnesota, Representative Steve Druskowski, Cal Barr, Jeremy Munson, and congressional candidate Tyler Kistner. I've also been told that the organizations like Freedom Club and Make Liberty Win are supporting my bid for office. Most importantly, though, hundreds of voters have already expressed their support for my campaign at the doors, which I'm extremely thankful for. Our campaign feels like we're in a strong position to win in August, on August 9th for the primary.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about how that works. Tom, if there's one candidate for a party, then there isn't the primary, but there are two of you running.
Mm-hmm.
And how you won the endorsement, how does that happen?
So at the endorsing process, there are delegates that come to a Republican convention. These delegates are initially elected at our local caucuses, which happen in February. So when these delegates arrive at the convention, there's a number of things for them to vote for through the convention process. One of them is, what candidate do we want to support as the Republican Party to run in our district against the Democrat? And in that process, the delegates overwhelmingly chose me on the first ballot to be their candidate to run in our district. And they rejected my opponents as those candidates and the values that we want to put forth at the Capitol.
Okay. So then on the primary election day, which is August 9th, the voters will be picking one Republican to go against your Democratic opponent. Correct?
That's correct. They will. So there's another opportunity to put a campaign forward and a candidate. And so this is going to go to more of what you would call a popular vote within the district for the entire district to make up their mind who they want to move forward. And within that, we've been working extremely hard. We have dedicated supporters, like I just mentioned, that are out talking to voters. I'm out every single day except Sunday talking to voters. I believe we've only missed one day since I learned that Mr. Juergens was going to be running against me in the primary. And so we want to fight hard for the district, for the constituents here, and I'm going to work just as hard, if not harder, at the Capitol to bring our values there.
Let's try to demonstrate to the people, Tom, how big of a, you know, how much work this is. Because the district does include Hastings, but kind of give us a geographical outlook or border of how big this really is.
So every 10 years, the state of Minnesota redistricts, and this time there was a substantial change in our district. So Newport, St. Paul Park, and South St. Paul were cut out of the district, and Lake Elmo all the way up to Grant were grafted in. So really, our district goes from Hastings, Cottage Grove, Afton, Denmark Township, all the way up through Lake Elmo to Grant, but it cuts out downtown Stillwater and North and Woodbury proper.
Okay, that's a huge district.
It is very tall. It's kind of unusual, but we're covering the whole thing and we're working hard.
So now this district actually starts now from the southern border of Hastings. Is that correct? So just south of Hastings, where, you know, the city limits ends, that is the southernmost border.
That's correct.
Okay. What is your plan? What is your plan to win in November?
Well, our plan and my campaign has spent the last few months talking to likely Republican primary voters. And when we win on August 9th, we'll shift our focus to door-knocking the homes of moderates and independent voters. And I won't compromise my values when talking to voters, but instead, it's my goal and intention to have heartfelt conversations with everyone to better understand what they're looking for in a senator. And we're going to need to win over the Democrats and independents in this race, which is why my campaign is prepared to talk to and door knock over 10,000 doors in the general election.
Okay. Tom, what is your position on the upcoming $462 million budget referendum for Southern Washington County schools? That's a chunk of change.
It's a big chunk of change, and there's definitive opposition to that, and for good reason. So education is definitely one of my top issues for the 2020 election. I had the opportunity to sit down with people on both sides of this issue, including the lead organizer behind the No to 833 campaign. I was surprised to learn that if passed, this would be the largest budget referendum passed for schools in Minnesota history. Now, I believe that we can come up with a better plan for sure.
Okay. Because that school district, I know it used to run from South Washington County all the way up to Woodbury. Is that correct anymore? And then they split it off somewhere in between a number of years back?
Right. So this is a huge chunk of change, no question, for this demographic and geographic location. I definitely think we can do better than this overspend.
Okay. Many parents have grown concerned with the talks of critical race theory in Minnesota public schools, and I'm going to just tell you right here, it's a hot issue in this town, let me tell you. Mm-hmm. We've been dealing with that for a while here. So what is your position on that?
Well, parents at the doors have been talking quite a bit about critical race theory as well. And it's a legal concept that views the foundations of our country exclusively through the lens of race. In the classroom, many students are taught to believe that our country is systemically racist. While racist individuals exist, they do not define the structure of our country. My primary opponent, Tony Jurgens, voted for critical race theory when he voted for H.R. 1 in 2020, which declares racism a public health emergency. When you take a look at the bill, you'll realize that this language copied and pasted from the 1619 Project, a historically inaccurate curriculum that teaches critical race theory, is definitely not what we want our children to be learning in schools.
Tom, how can folks, let's just take a couple minutes here, how can folks get a hold of you if they have questions?
If they have questions, they're more than welcome to reach out through my website. That's dippelforsenate.com, D-I-P-P-E-L. forsenate.com, and they can reach out, comment, and inquire. If somebody wants a yard sign, we're happy to put one up. They can volunteer on our campaign as well through our website and or donate to us. It's really fully functioning and very communicative to the public in whatever aspect they want to reach us.
Okay. Tom, we have about 4 minutes here. And is there anything else that you want to talk about? I would like to talk about, before we started taping today's show, you were, you know, and I thought that's probably the best part of what you're talking about is your Christian values and your family and bringing your kids out with you and your kids getting to see what this is and having to give up a whole summer with the family. But it was a family decision.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So before we decided to do this, I got some extremely good advice from some different people that I trust very much in my life. And they said, the most critical thing that you can do when deciding to run is sit down with your wife and your children, make sure they know what to expect, and see if they're ready and willing to go out on this adventure with you. And in the process of doing that, I told them, hey, look, here are some benefits. You're going to get to see a lot of parks and enjoy a lot of swings and slides, and you're going to see different parts of neighborhoods in these surrounding cities that you never knew existed. You're going to talk to a lot of people and get a really good idea of what people believe around here. And they were all on board with it. They were really excited. Everybody continues to be excited. Also, we kind of have our little cart that we towed around with snacks and water bottles and flags on it. And all the kids take turns. Having six kids take turn pulling a cart can be a little crazy sometimes. Nobody wants to keep track of who's next because they don't want to be the person to pull that. But no, they're troopers. They're hard workers, and they're getting a civics lesson.
Mm-hmm. What ages are your kids from the top to the oldest to the youngest?
Yeah, oldest to youngest. So we go from 12 all the way down to 4.
Okay.
So we've got a relatively young family. Their names are Ruth, Ezra, Esther, Solomon, Eve, and Naomi, in that order. You can probably figure out what where those names came from.
Very Christian names.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And like I said, they're hard workers. I'm really proud of them. Absolutely. They come on out, and they're happy to talk to people as well. They're always looking for a wave and a popsicle.
I bet they're popular in the parades.
They are very popular.
Your wife is just laughing back there.
Yeah, we're loaded up on little children in these parades, little legs stomping and moving forward. We have had to triage our youngest and put her in the pull cart, and she's given it up and said no. And so she got a little limousine ride through one of the parades.
Oh, but, wow.
Yeah, no, she's doing a great job, though, too. And I think it's the treats. I think the friendly people at the doors that give them popsicles that keeps them coming back.
I'll bet. We have about a minute and a half, about 90 seconds, Tom. Any final thoughts? And again, I'd like you to give the complete web address and how people can get a hold of you.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, Tom DePell, and our website is DePellForSenate.com. You can reach out through that. You can follow us on Facebook. Also, we're very active on Facebook. You can see all of our endorsements there. You can see what we've been doing on a daily basis, whether it's parades, door knocking, events that we've attended, and our daily happenings. And I'd really encourage people to reach out if they do have questions. I love talking to the constituents of the district here. And as I told you, off air, my goal and desire is to serve and to sacrifice in this district. There are a multitude of things that people do in their lives, and everybody's busy. We're very busy too, but as a Christian, I believe that Jesus has called us to serve and sacrifice, and fundamentally that is my goal. That's what I desire to do for the residents of this district.
Tom, I want to thank you and your lovely bride for stopping in today. This has been Meet the Candidate with Tom DePell, who's candidate for the Minnesota State Senate. This is a paid-for political announcement, folks. This is KDWA Hastings, AM 1460, FM 97.7. This Meet the Candidate show has been paid for and written by the candidate and do not represent the views of KDWA staff or employees. However, we would like to invite you to get out and vote on Tuesday, August 9th.
Prepared and paid for by DePell for Senate.